WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
The weekly Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union soccer rankings out late yesterday afternoon. In 3A, Ankeny remains the number one rated team. In Class 2A, at Cedar Rapids, Xavier still on top. Lewis Central is number six this week. Nottoway Valley is 10th. Glenwood 11th. And Abraham Lincoln is 14th. In Class 1A, Davenport Assumption remains number one rated, with St. Albert at number three. Also, Harlan is 14th. Tri-Center 15th in this week's rankings. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Jake Westbrook allowed one run over six innings for his 100th career win, and the St. Louis Cardinals held off the Milwaukee Brewers 6-5. Westbrook came in with a .98 earned run average, the best in the majors. It increased to 1.1 in his 12th season. He walked three and struck out four. The Brewers were 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position against him, as Westbrook allowed Norichika Aoki's double to open up the game, and nothing more until one out in the fourth, and the Brewers punched across a run on three consecutive singles. He struck out Alex Gonzalez and then fanned Willie Peralta, his third K of the inning. Westbrook left with a 6-1 lead for the relievers to protect, and they barely did. The Brewers scored twice in the seventh, once in the eighth, and one in the ninth, before the Cards won it 6-5. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was San Diego over Chicago 4-2. Philadelphia beat Miami 7-2. Washington over Atlanta 3-1. In the American League, Boston beat Toronto 3-1. The White Sox over Texas 3-1. Detroit needed 14 innings to beat Houston 7-3. Baltimore topped the LA Angels 5-1. And the Kansas City Royals game against the Tampa Bay Rays was postponed Thursday after heavy rain turned to sleet and snow during the middle of the fourth inning. No makeup date has been set, and the Rays don't return to Kansas City again this season. The temperature was 41 degrees with winds gusting to 31 miles an hour and rain just beginning to fall when the Royals' Irvin Santana threw the first pitch. The conditions continued to deteriorate as some of the players, dressed in stocking caps and gloves, ran in place to stay warm. When the snow started to fall, the creative team operating Kauffman Stadium played the Yule log on the massive video screen in center field and let it snow on the loudspeakers. That game was delayed 2 hours and 20 minutes before the umpires finally decided that enough was enough. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday in Pacific Coast League play, the Omaha Storm Chasers were winners 1-0 over New Orleans, while Round Rock at Iowa was postponed due to the wintry conditions. Oklahoma City is supposed to play at Iowa tonight. Omaha will be at home hosting Memphis this evening. Major League Baseball has fined umpire Tom Hallion and Tampa Bay's pitchers David Price, Jeremy Hellickson, and Matt Moore for their dust-up last weekend. Hallion was the plate umpire and the crew chief during a game Sunday at Chicago against the White Sox, and Price thought that he missed a pitch. They exchanged words with the AL Cy Young winner, accusing Hallion of directing an expletive at him. Hallion called Price a liar after the game. Price, Hellickson, and Moore later made comments about Hallion on Twitter. Each of the pitchers was fined $1,000. It wasn't known how much that Hallion was docked. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the Iowa men's basketball team has ditched Alaska in favor of the Bahamas. The Hawkeyes announced Thursday that they've pulled out of the Great Alaska Shootout and will instead play in the Battle for Atlantis tournament on Paradise Island in the Bahamas from November 28th through the 30th. That move should add strength to Iowa's non-conference schedule, as the field for the Bahamas also includes Kansas, Tennessee, Villanova, USC, Wake Forest, UTEP, and Xavier. The Great Alaska Shootout brackets are filled mostly with mid-major programs like Indiana State and Pepperdine. The Hawkeyes hurt their NCAA tournament chances last season by playing a soft non-conference slate, but Iowa will play at Iowa State, host an undetermined ACC school, and play in the more prestigious Bahamas tourney next year. Well, the Golden State Warriors have won their first playoff series since 2007, as Stephen Curry scored 22 points to go with 8 assists. Andrew Bogut broke out with the best performance of his injury-plagued season with 14 points and 21 rebounds, and the Warriors eliminated the Denver Nuggets 92-88 in Game 6 last night. Next up for the Warriors, the San Antonio Spurs. That series starts Monday in San Antonio. In last night's other first-round playoff series, the Nets and the Bulls, there's going to be a seventh game on Saturday. That'll be in Brooklyn. The Nets staved off elimination, beating Chicago 95-92 to even that series at 3-3. Brooklyn is trying to become the first team since Phoenix in 2006 to win a series after being down 3-1. Three players led Brooklyn with 17 points each. Houston Rockets star James Harden has been diagnosed with strep throat, but he's still expected to play tonight in Game 6 against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Harden had what the team called flu-like symptoms Wednesday, but scored 31 points, leading the Rockets to a 107-100 win in Game 5. The team says Harden was treated by doctors for the condition Thursday afternoon. Oklahoma City won the first three games of that series. They still hold a 3-2 lead. To hockey, where Alex Ovechkin's franchise record 31st career playoff goal got the Capitals started before less heralded teammates Marcus Johansson and Jason Chimera scored 46 seconds apart, and Washington beat the New York Rangers 3-1 in Game 1 of their first-round series. Game 2 is Saturday in Washington. Ottawa surprised Montreal with a 4-2 road victory despite being outshot 50-31. Craig Anderson made 48 saves in a spectacular night between the pipes for the Senators, who take a 1-0 lead in that series. The defending Stanley Cup champion LA Kings are in an 0-2 hole against St. Louis. The Blues' Barrett Jackman scored with 51 seconds left to give St. Louis a 2-1 victory. And Detroit is going home tied one game apiece with Anaheim as the Red Wings coughed up a 4-1 lead in the third period of regulation, then recovered to beat the Ducks 5-4 in overtime. In football news, the Kansas City Chiefs released four players on Thursday, including quarterback Alex Tanny, who gained acclaim when a YouTube video showing him making a series of tricky throws went viral. Tanny spent time on the Chiefs practice squad but never made the active roster. The Chiefs also released fullback Patrick DeMarco, linebacker Corey Greenwood, and offensive lineman Brian Madison. DeMarco started four of the five games he played in last season but was made expendable when the Chiefs drafted fullback Braden Wilson last weekend and then traded cornerback Javier Arenas to the Arizona Cardinals for another fullback, Anthony Sherman. Greenwood played 48 games for the Chiefs over the past three seasons, primarily on special teams, while Madison, a former Iowa Hawkeye, played 19 games over three seasons in Kansas City, St. Louis, and Baltimore. Mark Sanchez says there's no doubt he expects to win the starting quarterback job for the New York Jets this season. Tim Tebow was cut on Monday, but the Jets' situation at QB is far from settled. New general manager John Idzik says that Sanchez, David Garrard, Greg McElroy, Matt Sims, and second-round draft pick Geno Smith are all candidates to be the starter. Meanwhile, the Jets' defensive end, Claude Davis, and cornerback Cliff Harris were cut a day after they were arrested and charged with possession of marijuana. Elsewhere around the NFL, the name Washington Redskins sounds just fine to a vast majority of people asked about the team's name. 4 in 5 Americans don't think the NFL team should change its nickname. That's according to a new Associated Press GFK poll. Phoenix police say they're investigating a domestic violence call involving Pro Bowl linebacker Darrell Washington. Washington led the Cardinals with 134 tackles, 108 of them solo, and 9 sacks last season. He was suspended for the first four games of 2013 for violating the league's substance abuse policy. Veteran offensive tackle Bryant McKinney has come to terms on a new 2-year contract with Baltimore. The 33-year-old McKinney is an 11-year veteran of the NFL who's played the last two seasons with Baltimore. In racing news, Denny Hamlin has received medical clearance to return this weekend at Talladega Super Speedway. Hamlin has missed four races after sustaining a compression fracture of a vertebrae in his lower back in a last-lap accident at California March 24th. Joe Gibbs Racing said the exact plans will be determined at the track. Hamlin could start the number 11 Toyota and then give way to a relief driver. In golf, struggling Rory McIlroy found his game, at least for a while. The former number one player in the world birdied the final hole for a 5-under par 67 to grab a share of the lead after the first round of the Wells Fargo Championship. McIlroy is tied with Ryan Moore, Robert Garrigus, Nick Watney, Daniel Summerhays, Nate Smith, and Derek Ernst. Phil Mickelson posted a 4-under 68 to pull within a shot of the lead. The three-time Masters winner had just one bogey on his card at the Quail Hollow Club. Some 37 golfers are within three shots of the leaders. And as the lineup changed for the Kentucky Derby in the last few days, so have the jockey assignments. Jose Espinoza retains the mount on Giant Fish, the third-place finisher in the Spiral Stakes, who joined the field late Tuesday. Edgar Prado will ride Charming Kitten, while Robbie Alborado will be aboard Golden Soul. Now, the forecast for Saturday calls for occasional rain. It looks like about a 50% chance of showers in the Louisville area. The horse Orb has been made the early 7-2 favorite for the Kentucky Derby, with undefeated Verrazano the second choice in a full field of 20 horses. Get ready for tomorrow. Post time is 5:24 Central Daylight Time tomorrow. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Oneita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.